The national organizer of the NDC, Yao Boatinjan, has described politics of insults as regrettable. Speaking to Radio Ghana, he said there is a need for the practice to stop for Ghana to regain its status as a leading democratic state. Mr. Boatinjan, however, said he is not aware of any political parties meeting to come out with a consensus on the menace.
Officially, I'm not aware of any agreement that has been signed between political parties to the effect that we have to stop politics of insult. But what I know is that recently, I think there was a meeting at IEA, it was attended by our general secretary. But he has traveled outside the country since he attended a meeting. We have had one weekly meeting and he wasn't around. And maybe tomorrow being Tuesday, he will be around maybe to brief us. And I think if it is true that we have had an agreement with the other political parties, I think it's a welcome news. Because some of us have always been talking against certain things, and I think it will be in the right direction.
If you sit down and you reflect about the way we're going about our politicking, insulting statesmen and all that, how do you feel?
I feel very bad. I think anybody who have heard me making submissions on radio any time that I speak to media men, I've always been saying that I regret on the part, you know, to be a politician, because insult, why insult? I think at the end of the day, nobody is going to look or listen to the insult that you put on your opponent for you to win more votes. It is the issue. If we discuss issue, I think that is more important than, you know, pouring insult and saying all those bad things about you. I don't think that is good. And I personally, you know, detest that thing, and I've always been speaking against it. So if you ask me, I would say that we all have to make sure that some of these things are eradicated out of our political dispensation.
Is there anything else you want the people of Ghana to know as far as our politicking is concerned?
Well, I just want to inform Ghanaians that we need to do a clean politics, and again, let us advise our relatives who are developing the habit of insulting people. And again, the younger ones, I think we are the worst offended. And I think if we continue like this, I don't think Ghana will be the best place even to live in, let alone somebody coming from outside to serve.
National organizer of the NDC, Yao Boatinjan. The national chairman of the NPP, Jacob Echebi Lamte, says the party has not signed any agreement with any political party to stop politics of insults. He, however, said the NPP is guided by a code of ethics to discuss issues. He spoke to George Ankra.
What agreement have we gone into?
You have not designed any approach to resolve the issue.
I am not aware of any agreement.
But is there any effort being made within the political parties?
We have a code of conduct for the political parties. It's sufficient to apply the code of conduct. Okay, we have said in the NPP that we have continued to absorb. We had our flag bearer being falsely accused and insulted for, 3 years, non-stop, without anybody coming out and saying anything about this must stop. Then one young man is alleged to have asked the question about the president's sexual leanings, and immediately the whole country is saying politics of insults must. We agree, we've always agreed, let the politics of insults stop. But let those who started it be those who are seen to be discontinuing, that they are laying insults aside and they are eschewing insults. Let the person who has constantly benefited from these insults, who has continued to tell the country that, oh, actually, I'm a man of peace, I don't like insults, but then has never brought his people who insult into whip them into line to stop the insults. Let us see that behind his words, let's stop the positive insults, he actually put something into practice. We will be willing to come over 100% and let's move the debate forward, because we have always fought for multi-party democracy to work properly. People must be able to debate issues. They must be able to consider properly what the choices are and not be fed the kind of tablacha rubbish that we have been hearing for these last 3 years.
Mr. Obichebi Lamte also referred to a current situation where young men are allegedly said to be occupying the Gamanche's palace, describing it as another insult to the Ghanaian body politic.
Today, as I sit here, the Gamanche's Palace in Kaneshi is, I am told, still occupied by young, and they are guarded by the national security. That, to me, is also a form of insult. Insult to the guard chiefs, that their place of meeting, that their palace should be so occupied, and the occupiers, the people who are giving them this insult, are protected by national security. Today, as we sit here, we are about to go into Gamashi Homo, and if you watch, if history is anything to go by, then the national security will move heaven and earth to prevent the Gamancha, who is the one acknowledged by law to be the Gamancha, and will remain so until removed by law. Okay, the national security, instead of guarding him and allowing him to do that which he is entitled to do, will move to stop him from exercising his insults. Why do we just sit down and then we turn around? One man is supposedly insulted and the world is crumbling down. In the meantime, the insults are not just in politics, but in our whole body politic, in our whole body of authority.
Would you agree that the current Gamancha, when he was installed, was questioned that his paternity was not from Ghanland? Meanwhile, they needed somebody who had a Gam paternity to become the Gamancha.
What I know is that he was installed. That installation has been recognized by the regional house of chiefs, who have ruled that he should continue to exercise the office of Gamancha until such time as those who have brought cases against him have had all their cases properly heard. Let us have a nation where the rule of law prevails, where respect for the law, respect for elders prevails. The regional house of chiefs has ruled. Let's live with that ruling. Let's go through the proper procedures. If at the end of the proper procedures it turns out that he is no longer the properly installed Gamancha, so be it. That is what will come out. If it turns out in the end that he is the properly installed Gamancha, we would not have denied him his rights, especially you state apparatus to deny him the exercise of his rights.
Chairman of the NPP, Jake Obitebi-Lamte.